you're throwing your hat in the ring again for an assembly seat this year. Why have you decided to run for office?
So I decided to run for office because I had multiple citizens approach me, ask me if I was running again. Like I said last year, I would only run if people wanted me to run. I did not ever envision myself being a politician, but there are issues that need to be resolved within Sitka. And I think we need more people in the assembly that are willing to listen to the citizens so that we can actually get these problems resolved.
And what experiences are you bringing to the table that you think are going to help you should you be elected to the assembly?
I think professional experience. I was just recently elected as vice president of an advisory council at UAS. So we advise the chancellor. And because I'm vice president on there, I'm also on an advisory committee for the University of Alaska president, Pat Pitney. So we advise both of them. We follow Robert's Rules of Order, much the same way that the assembly does at the city. So I have experience with that. I tried to get on Police and Fire Commission earlier this year. I think that failed 2-5. Haven't really seen any others that my expertise would apply to. But I think I bring a, we'll say, youthful experience to the assembly. There are a lot of citizens don't believe they're being heard, but especially the young people don't believe they're being heard. I mean, they graduate high school and then they leave. They can't afford to live here. They can't find jobs here. And at the end of the day, like, we do need young people or we're not going to have an economy. Somebody needs to work the fishing boats. Somebody needs to work in the grocery stores and so on and so forth.
So looking ahead to the next 3 years, what's the sort of all of the issues that you're concerned about or that you want to focus on, what kind of rises to the top for you?
I mean, the big issue for me is cost of living and housing. Obviously, there's the other issues like tourism and stuff like that. But I think if we can fix the cost of living and housing issue, then we can also adjacent to that, fix the tourism issue. Because when I reference cost of living, I'm also kind of including quality of life in there. So, like, people are talking about the buses and, you know, we have tourists that are crossing the road. A lot of that is infrastructure-based. If we maintain our infrastructure, we won't have as many issues with the buses. We won't have as many issues with tourists crossing where they're not supposed to be crossing. And I know the city administrator has previously said that safety is their big priority, but again, it's one of those things. It's like you can keep saying it, but we need to see concrete actions. I was actually, using tourism as an example, I was actually disappointed that when the recommendations came before the assembly, I believe 2 meetings ago, that some of the items that were on that list were like zoning on Catlin Bay and stuff like that. It's like, yes, those are important, but that's not what the citizens care about right this moment.
What else do you think it's really important for Sitkins to know about you or your campaign?
I mean, most people know about me. I've lived here, give or take, 11 years. I work for the university. That's pretty much the gist of me. If people have questions, I've always invited people to send me a text message, send me an email, stop me in person. I'm more than happy to answer anybody's questions. Regarding the campaign, again, we're going back to quality of life, cost of living. Some of the easy things that the assembly can do is, you know, removing sales tax from the utilities. Stop raising utilities is also another thing that can be done. Removing sales tax from food. It's like, this is the only place I've ever lived where we've ever taxed utilities, and because the utilities are city owned, they're kind of double dipping at the same time. So it's not like the sales tax is funding utilities is funding utilities. Regarding infrastructure, they should pave the roads. I know we have people, great people in the city that grade our gravel roads and keep our gravel roads as well maintained as you can in a rainforest. But the maintenance costs go down if we actually pave our roads and then keep them maintained. You have less damage to vehicles, less damage to equipment. You're not running the equipment as much. The city is like, oh, we have money, but we also don't have money. It's like, okay, well, if we don't have money, then we should be saving money. And if we have money, we should be spending that money towards things that help the community.